Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. Anthropic releases Claude Fable 5, a new tier above Opus. What it is. Anthropic launched Claude Fable 5 on June 9th, making Mythos class capability widely available via the API and enterprise plans, with pricing at 0 per million input tokens and 0 per million output tokens, less than half the cost of the earlier Mythos preview. A more restricted Claude Mythos 5 is available through Project Glasswing for large organizations. Why it matters. Enterprises now have production-grade access to frontier reasoning capability optimized for coding, scientific research, cybersecurity, and autonomous workflows, with staggered subscription rollout included free through June 22nd. Reality check. Mythos 5 for critical systems remains gated through a trusted access program, and the practical performance gap between Fable 5 and True Mythos 5 has not yet been independently benchmarked. Apple, WWDC, Foundation Models Framework, opens to third-party AI providers. What it is, Apple unveiled a new language model protocol at WWDC 2026 that lets iOS 27, macOS 27, and other platform apps swap between on-device models and cloud providers like Claude or Gemini by updating a single Swift package manager dependency. No application logic changes required. Why it matters. Mobile and desktop developers can now build AI-native apps with provider flexibility built in from the start, reducing lock-in risk and enabling cost or capability routing at the infrastructure layer. Reality check. This abstraction layer still depends on each cloud provider correctly implementing the protocol, and latency differences between on-device and cloud inference paths will require careful UX planning. KPMG and Microsoft Scale. Agent 365. Across 276,000 professionals. What it is, KPMG and Microsoft announced on June 9th an expansion of their global relationship, rolling out Microsoft Agent 365 and Microsoft 365 Copilot to the entire KPMG global workforce, with Agent 365 also being positioned as an AI governance layer for client engagements. Why it matters. This is one of the largest documented enterprise AI agent deployments to date, explicitly framed as moving from AI pilots to governed organization-wide deployment, a signal that enterprise AI is crossing a maturity threshold. Reality check. Large rollout announcements often reflect licensing agreements as much as actual activated usage. Real productivity impact at this scale will take quarters to measure. Microsoft Work IQ APIs. Go generally available. June 16th. What it is. Following Microsoft Build 2026, the company confirmed that Work IQ APIs, part of the Agent 365 and Copilot Studio ecosystem, will be generally available on June 16th, giving enterprise developers programmatic access to employee workflow intelligence and agentic automation surfaces. Why it matters. GA status means enterprise customers can now build production integrations against stable APIs, moving agentic workplace automation from experimental features to committed platform infrastructure. Reality check. Agentic automation that wraps legacy enterprise systems introduces new governance complexity. Organizations without existing identity and access management maturity will face integration friction. Colorado Revised AI Act delays. Effective date to January 1st, 2027. What it is, Colorado Governor signed SB 189 in May 2026, significantly revising the Colorado Artificial Intelligence Act and pushing the compliance deadline from June 30, 2026 to January 1st, 2027, while also scaling back some of the original requirements. Why it matters. Enterprises that had been racing to meet the June 30 deadline now have additional runway. But the broader trend of U.S. state-level AI regulation is accelerating, with New York, California, and Colorado all active, requiring legal and compliance teams to maintain standing preparedness. Reality check. Deadline delays can reduce urgency and cause organizations to deprioritize compliance infrastructure, a risky posture given that the regulatory direction is unambiguously toward stricter requirements over time. The Agentic Platform. War, enterprise memory and context control, becomes the key battleground. What it is, analysis published this week characterizes the enterprise AI landscape as having shifted from foundation model benchmarks to a new competition over who controls the agentic client, the layer managing memory, context, and action authority across multi-agent systems. Why it matters. Enterprise buyers are now evaluating AI platforms on orchestration, security governance, and context persistence rather than raw model performance, fundamentally changing how technology selection decisions should be structured. Reality check. Many vendors are applying agentic branding to products that are still essentially chatbots with tool access. Organizations should demand clear definitions of autonomy levels and failure modes before committing infrastructure. Anthropic maps a year of AI-enabled cyber threats. What it is. Anthropic published a policy report documenting patterns from a year of AI-enabled cyber threat activity, including use of frontier models in social engineering, code generation for exploit development, and automated reconnaissance. Why it matters. Enterprise security teams now have a structured taxonomy of AI-augmented attack vectors from a primary AI developer, providing a useful framework for updating threat models and security awareness programs. Reality check. The report reflects visibility into threats involving specific models and partners, the full landscape of AI-enabled threats across all model providers and open-weight releases is likely broader than what any single vendor can observe. Google I/O Agentic Gemini Era, Managed Agents in the API. What it is, Google introduced managed agents in the Gemini API at I/O 2026, providing hosted orchestration infrastructure for multi-step agentic workflows alongside an expanded Gemini app with more proactive capabilities and new creation workflows in Google AI Studio. Why it matters. Managed agent infrastructure shifts the operational burden of running reliable multi-step AI workflows from individual engineering teams to platform providers, lowering the barrier for enterprise adoption of agentic patterns. Reality check. Managed infrastructure introduces vendor dependency for mission-critical automation. Enterprises should ensure contract terms cover SLA commitments, data residency, and audit logging before moving production workflows onto hosted agent runtimes.